Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good Friday evening, St. Louis. Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. I am Rennie Knott filling in tonight and having the time of my life. I just finished up doing the Rush Hour Sports with Bernie Miklas, and now we're opening up to you to hear your voice and what you want to say about St. Louis sports and beyond. It's been a while for me personally when it comes to covering sports. I've been doing the news since 2016, so I missed a lot of what it was like to be in the clubhouse, what it was like to be in the dressing room, just at the games and to feel the pulse of the fan, as well as talk to the players about their ups and downs. But as a fan, when all you do is watch, it's a whole different perspective on things. And I must say that the opportunity to be a fan, as much as I missed covering sports, was fun because I could cheer and I didn't have to analyze and I didn't have to break down. I could just appreciate. And I know a lot of fans out there appreciate the teams that they watch and the players that they love. Yet at the same time, you want them to be the best that they could be, the team to be the best team on the planet. Thus, we have our times when we don't feel so great about our teams. And I think 2025 has certainly been that when you think about the baseball team. Certainly been that so far when you think about the hockey team. And we've had some hope if you want to bring Mizzou into the mix when it comes to football. But we don't know if that's going to pan out in 2025. But what we can cling to is the fact that it isn't the end. And that there is going to be eventually a tomorrow. And as we saw back in the 2018-2019 season, the Blues could have a bad time and then rebound and win a cup. As we've seen back in the 70s and all that with the St. Louis Cardinals, that they can have a resurgence and can be a winning team again. So let us not give up hope. Let us not give up hope. Let us just hope that the people in charge making all the moves make the right moves and make you feel good that, oh yeah, we can indeed do this. Now, I am not in studio alone. I am here with the one and only Kyle. And Kyle, I don't even know your last name. What is it?
My name is Kyle Sixta.
Kyle Sixta.
It's a hard one to pronounce.
Sixta is not too...
That's Sixta. I always tell people it's like you're saying a score 6-1 and okay. You drop off the one. No one, when you just look at my last name, can pronounce it right on the first try.
So this is why you're doing sports, because you have a last name that sounds like a score.
We'll go with that.
I love this. I love this a lot. I am not accustomed to being by myself and just sort of talking, so it feels a little weird. So that's why I'm more than happy to have you in here with me to bounce things off of. When it comes to the local scene, and you've been on the radio all week this week, what is it that you feel people are most encouraged by when you think about the different teams that are being discussed on KMOX?
To be quite honest, right now, you look at the St. Louis Billikens men's basketball team, and they're starting off, they scored 100 plus points in back-to-back games, coming off a big win against Lindenwood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they haven't gotten into A-10 play, obviously, yet, but that's something that has never been done in Billiken's history. And that's something that a lot of people in St. Louis are talking about right now. People have said, we just had we'd had the head coach on Josh Schertz earlier in the week, and he said that this is a very deep Billiken's team, something that he's very pleased with early in the year. You look at the Cardinals offseason, I mean, under Heim Bloom, I think that's reason for hope. You know, you got new owner or new front
bring
office.
Bring the positivity, Kyle.
Yeah,
bring it.
And I mean, that's something to look forward to. Obviously, the Blues, not off to a great start, but there's plenty of time, like you said. But I would say the St. Louis Billikens right now.
You know what I'm saying? It's November. So when I hear people go, oh, these Blues, it's November.
Right.
And who knows, especially with an Olympic break in the middle of all of this, what it can be like on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Hang close, be competitive. Now, that is something they have lacked. Be competitive, and I think people will believe there can be a push on the other side of the Olympics.
Yeah, we saw it last year.
Now, you brought up the Billikens, and I love the fact you brought up the Billikens, because you said they beat Lindenwood. I'm going, if they didn't beat Lindenwood, it'd be a headline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And granted, you score over 100, that is wonderful, but it's Lindenwood. Now, I know Lindenwood is D1 now, but you've been D1 for a lot longer time, so you should be able to win a game like that. It is good to see, though, that we have more than one D1 team in the area.
Absolutely.
And I know Lindenwood is also D1 in football and have had some things go their way this past season. So hopefully they start to grow. And let us not forget about SIUE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, SIUE had a run last season, too, on the basketball court. So there are some things to be hopeful for. And speaking of Lindenwood, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Pierre Desir. Now, Pierre played football at Lindenwood, grew up in St. Charles, went to the NFL. In fact, he's the very first Lindenwood Lion to be drafted into the NFL. So he's going to join us to talk not just about his experiences in the game of football, but his experiences in the game of life, because he started out life in Haiti before his parents relocated here to the St. Louis area. So life changed dramatically for him to go from Haiti to the NFL. And now in the St. Charles area, he is indeed giving back. He has some wonderful things to say. If you check out his Instagram, a lot of motivational posts, Kyle.
Yeah, looking forward to having him on. Obviously, a great career in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Me being I don't think I've told you this yet, I'm a Houston Texans fan.
And no, you haven't.
We played, the Texans played the Colts a ton, and we saw a lot of Pierre over in those divisional matchups.
Yeah, he was a beast. You know, he's a tall, lanky type of defensive back, and you know, you watch the play, and you go, how's that guy able to move like that?
Right.
And now, when you watch the NFL, everybody is that size, if not bigger, at a defensive back spot. Believe it or not, in college, my first 2 years at Southern Oregon State College, I was a starting free safety. So I was 5'10", about 190 pounds. And then I had a year of when I was ineligible. And so that year, I grew. I went from about 190, 200 pounds to eventually 215, and then moved the running back. So when I was a defensive back, it was great to go knock over the running backs. When I'm a running back, it was spectacular to stiff arm a defensive back. I used to look forward to those days like, oh, here he comes. Give him the right, give him the left, whatever you could do. We're also going to be talking some baseball coming up shortly with Will Leach from MLB. And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to baseball. A lot to talk about when it comes to the budgets in baseball, because I think that's going to set the bar as to the winners and losers. Because when you look at the teams that are doing it now, it seems to be the teams that have invested some money. Of course, they're bigger markets, but they've invested some money and have secured some rosters that afford them the ability to make a run. We're also going to be joined at 6:35 by a personal friend of mine, one of my former interns here in St. Louis. His name is Keith Robinson. And Keith, I believe, went to Hazelwood West. So a hometown kid who interned with us after he got done interning with us and working in our digital department, called on at TNT, not just called on at TNT, but ended up doing NBA inside the NBA with Barkley and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny. And now he's a vice president with the Phoenix Suns. To see this young man's growth is just incredible. And one of the greatest moments, and I'll ask him this, he proposed to his wife on live TV at the end of an NBA playoff game at mid-court. So you've got Charles and those guys tossing down to you at mid-court, and he's kind of talking about, you know, being a part of the team and da-da-da-da. And his wife's out there and kind of just looking at him like, why am I standing here? And then he gets down on one knee and asks for a hand in marriage. Tears streaming out his eyes, tears streaming down my eyes. It was an incredible, incredible moment. And I'm glad she said yes, too.
That would have been rough. What a great moment and what a great story.
It is a great, it's one of the things that I tried so hard to save on our television as long as I could. We're also going to be joined in the next hour by Howard Richard to talk about the Mizzou football Tigers, who I hope they're not going to be left out of the playoffs, but of course their chances of getting there are a long shot right now. But we'll get Howard's thoughts. You know, he might know some magical thing on the inside that we don't know right now. So once again, let's not lose hope. Let's not lose hope.
Yeah, with three losses, it's certainly tough. You lose your starting quarterback, but
and then your backup quarterback.
That's right.
I thought you were starting this week, and I realized your eligibility is up.
That's true.
It's an interesting thing when I watch college football now to see these guys that should be in their second, third season in the NFL or working a regular job that are still playing college football. The eligibility doesn't seem to tick out anytime soon.
That's right. You guys talked about it last hour. Bo Nix is an example of that. Yeah. He was at Oregon for forever and then finally gets into the NFL his rookie year, and I believe he was 24 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you see that more and more.
But I think in many ways, being a little bit older, a little bit more mature, maybe has a guy more prepared for the NFL because now you're more, and I hate to use the term because it sounds sexist, but you're a bit more manly. Your body's a little bit more mature. Your mind's a little bit more mature. And you're making better decisions, hopefully, when it comes to that. You know, you're not just chasing the dollars, but you're probably chasing a career at this point because you decided to hang with the sport longer than normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally it's 4 years, maybe five to play four, and you're done, it's over with. But now there's this extended life where, if anything, a guy's enjoying the sport until that last snap and goes, you know what, I had a great run. I had a great run.
For sure. And even at the NFL level, you see some of these quarterbacks that maybe sit a year behind the starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. They learn, they develop, and then when they take that starting job, maybe in year two, they're probably better off for it.
If they decide to stay at the school.
Right.
Because that's the other caveat in all of this, is that you've got this NIL money, and you've got this transfer portal. And so now everybody's a free agent. Coaches included. Everybody's a free agent. All right, you're listening to Sports Open Line here on KMOX 104.1 FM, America's Sports Voice. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And welcome back to Sports Open Line here on KMOX 104.1 FM, America's sports voice. This is Randy Knott, a voice that you don't normally hear on the airwaves here, but I am having a pretty good night here on a Friday. It's nice to be able to talk sports. And when you do that, it's always great to bring in the people who are in the know. And Will Leach is in the know when it comes to the game of baseball. Joining us from MLB.com. And Will, first of all, good evening to you. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I'm coming to you live from Athens, Georgia, before the big game tomorrow night. So I think they're playing Texas, so I think Matthew McConaughey is nearby somewhere around here.
All right.
I'll listen for the sound of bongos,
yes.
And I'll figure that out. Probably
yes.
Nearby.
Well, you are a man of many hats when it comes to covering sports. But is baseball your number one, or are you kind of, you know, on the fence about certain things when it comes to the sports you like to cover?
No, I always say that, like, you know, growing up a Cardinals fan, the Cardinals were like my gateway drug to baseball, and which became my gateway drug to all of sports. So I learned that stuff first. So baseball certainly my certainly. I'll put it this way. I don't know if there's a Cardinals game on, if there's a baseball game on, I'm watching it.
Okay.
So yeah. So the baseball game is definitely this. That's the one I understand the most. It's the one I played very poorly.
There you go.
But
well,
did briefly play. So yes.
Well, somebody had to make a superstar stand out, right?
Exactly. I got to be the control group, so you know the people that are actually good, how good they are.
So I want to ask you this. You talk about loving baseball. You talk about the superstars in the game. And obviously you had some time on your hands recently because you took every single MVP in the history of the sport and you ranked them. How much time did you have to do that?
Well, to be fair, I actually did that about 6 years ago. We just add two of them each time.
Okay.
So, but that said, I still wrote the whole thing, and there's a lot of them. So, it's very, you know, it's actually kind of fun to do that because it's hard to, at a certain level, it's fun to compare eras, but it's also fun to compare like individual dominance, right? At the idea that like on one level, I mean, as great as Barry Bonds' best season was, he never pitched as well as hitting like that.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare like a Shohei year to that. So it's a fun thing to be able to do because, you know, you also look at like some of the years that Stan Musial had and some of the years that like what's the best year that Stan had? What's the best year that Pujols had? It's a really kind of fun thing to rank them all together. But for the record, there is no specific scientific process
about
it. I was just trying to figure it out.
Okay.
It's just a fun thing to kind of put together.
I mean, you might have had a formula or something I didn't know about, so I wanted to make sure that we do. When you looked at ranking them, how did win-loss records come into play as well? Because it seems like the MVPs tend to come from the winning teams, either the team that won it all or one of the teams that got close to winning it all.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things I tried to consider when I was putting together the years. I know you're not supposed to consider, you know, how the team did in the World Series or how their season turned out, but I kind of feel like, particularly when you're looking back at years, you should, right? Like, at a certain level, when you think of, for example, Roger Maris's 1961, not only did he break the home run record, they also won the World Series, and he was the center of the entire sports universe when that happened, even though that year might have been a slightly lower year than one of my Trout's years, where he had a great year, but the Angels finished in last. I want to reward that, right? You want to reward the idea of how these years are thought of in history and how people kind of remember them. So that was kind of a fun thing to put together, too, is that, like, and you know, the idea of, I didn't want to rank them just by, well, here's the highest war total. Here's the highest OPS. Like obviously that counts, but really this is a, you know, it's a fun baseball kind of exercise, so you want to be able to have fun with it.
Well, it's been a while since the St. Louis Cardinals have had somebody that they can call the league MVP. It's been quite a while. So I want to ask you this. As you look at the Cardinals in the offseason, what is the talk right now when it comes to people around the league about this team?
I think people are very fascinated to see what Chaim Bloom is going to do. He's going to be very active, obviously, but like this is really the first time. You know, he's really kind of been sitting, not just last year, but really the year before, kind of watching the organization, seeing, evaluating everyone, seeing what they need, what they're going to be able to do. And the Cardinals, you know, the Cardinals do actually have some talent. I think there's some talent coming. They do have a lot of roster excess. They have like too many infielders. Okay. They've got a couple too many outfielders. And so you're definitely going to see, I think clearly, like they've already talked about Nolan Arenado is probably going to be the first. They look at that. Sonny Gray could be someone that goes. To me, what's really interesting, I think what a lot of teams are curious about, is how deep the Cardinals are willing to go. Derek Gould in the Post-Dispatch reported today that specifically the Royals are already looking into Brendan Donovan.
Yes.
If Brendan Donovan is on the market, they're not going to be the only team that's interested in him. And so I think that's really to see what Bloom is going to see, not just to put his stamp on the team and like and kind of fix the roster a little bit, but what his timeline is. I think that's one of the things that I think people are very curious about. Maybe 2026 isn't the year they feel like they're going to make a big run at the NL Central, but is it 2027 or is it 2028? Like, what is the timeline? How do they see these kind of everyone kind of folding in? We're going to kind of know that really soon because the Cardinals are going to want to make some moves quickly. I think a lot of teams around baseball are wanting to see what the Cardinals are going to do and how many guys they're willing to trade. But if they go pretty deep, it could be one of the more active off seasons in probably Cardinals baseball memory.
Okay, when you look at Donovan, can he be that linchpin that in a trade could turn the Cardinals around? Could they get that much in return that could make the Cardinals a team to be reckoned with in 2026?
Maybe not in 2026, but because I think if they really were committed to maximizing everything in 2026, they'd probably keep Brendan Donovan. I think that what they're really looking for is, you know, they're looking for trade pieces. They're looking to get the timeline set for when a guy like J.J. Weatherholt or a guy like Liam Doyle, when those guys are ready, which is not that far from now, but when those guys are peaking, you want everyone to kind of be on that same timeline. So they're probably looking, when they're talking about trading someone like Donovan, what they're really doing is saying, who's going to bring the most talent into our system? And it can be young talent, but it can also be major league ready talent that you've got under cost control for a few more years. Donovan's going to be a free agent after just two more years. If the Cardinals aren't really planning on winning, don't think they can quite win a World Series in the next 2 years, Donovan is someone that you can help build after that. And I think Donovan is a very valuable player. Obviously, he's defensively versatile. I think he's a terrific hitter. I think a lot of people around baseball still think there's more power in his bat and something that's a lot of value for the Cardinals. So if they did trade him, I don't know about helping with 26 because, again, he would help in 26. But if they did help, if they wanted to trade him, you're looking at 27, 28, and I think they'd be able to get a considerable amount of talent.
Okay. I think that the fans need to have a player that they can look to and go, that's my guy. And I think he's one of those players that fans can look to and say, that's my guy. I had this conversation with Bernie during the last hour about what's lacking on the Cardinals. And to me, what seems to be lacking on the Cardinals is that guy. Because you don't see the leadership on the diamond that you had when you, say, had your Pujolses and your Carpenters and your Rolands and your Edmonds. When you had these core guys that were always there and always showed up, but also held other people accountable. I don't know. Maybe I'm just on the outside looking in and I don't see it. But as you look at it, do you see that as being something that the Cardinals need right now? They need that guy, that leader, that person that makes everybody else not only better, but makes everybody else responsible.
I think so. But I think the question is, whether, you know, those guys tend to be built. Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina were not like that in 2001 and 2002. They were young players then that were around these kind of more veteran guys or kind of built up and established that for themselves. It's funny when you talk about Donovan, because I agree. Donovan, I think, is the most, one of the most, other than, I guess, Arenado still, just because of his, you know, his name. But Donovan, I think, is someone the Cardinals fans really love and really admire, and is the type of guy we think of as a Cardinal, as a great kind of Cardinal guy. But that's it, and Donovan is an excellent player. He's not Albert Pujols. He's not Scott Rolen. Sure. He's not Jim Edmondson, these guys. And I think that what the Cardinals are trying to do is build that next generation of guys. To me, if there's someone that the Cardinals fans are going to get really behind, I do think Weatherholt is that kind of big personality. I think he is. If you ever talk to him, if you ever seen any interviews with him, he is definitely not a demure personality. He's a big personality. And it's funny. Like, I think he's actually potentially a better player than this guy, but I always think of how Cardinals fans get very irritated by Pete Crow Armstrong on the Cubs. I think he's like an instant villain. I think Weatherholt's going to be that for other teams, and those guys are great in the way that Yachty was, right?
Yes.
In that kind of idea, that's right. I think what you're talking about is someone that catalyzes everybody and like annoys the other team and becomes someone the fans really love. I think the Cardinals see Weatherholt as that kind of guy, in addition to being a terrific talent. And so I think the idea is, while you want to have guys like Donovan around, you have to realize, I think a lot of it is figuring out, what can we maximize? Like, what can we get? Who is it? If Weatherholt can be that guy, if Liam Doyle, like I said, there's a great clip of Liam Doyle, the last year's first round pick during the College World Series, where his manager came out to get him, and he looked at him the way that Max Scherzer looked at the Blue Jays manager. He's like, "Get out of here!"
Oh yeah,
and like, that's a college kid, right? That's a college kid doing that to like a 50-year-old man, and the manager's like, "Okay, sure, whatever, man. I'm not staying out of it." And,
he's like, "Never mind."
Exactly.
Go back to the dugout.
And it takes a certain amount of panache to be able to pull that off. It's like a college kid. And so I think those guys are there. They are young, but they are there. They're just, you know, you have to work yourself into that spot. But what it really starts with is talent. Like, for all the respect that Albert Pujols had and all the respect that Yadier Molina had and Edmondson Rolen, how much they affected the clubhouse, the reason they really affected the clubhouse, they had to start with them being really good. I think that's what the Cardinals are looking for, is to have talent and then also have that fire. I think those guys are there, and I think Weatherholt and Doyle and some of these guys, I think those guys can be there. I think Herrera could be one of those guys, kind of like big personality guys. Those guys are around. It just takes – I think they're going to have to grow into it. And frankly, fans are going to have to, like, get to know these guys well enough to know. Like, there was a time where someone was like, Yadier Molina is like, why is he taking Mike Matheny's catching job? Matheny's the catcher here.
I remember that season.
So that's the thing, is that like they build into these roles and they go from young players to veteran and established stars pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, Will, I want to thank you very much for being on with us and giving us your insight and really pouring out your love for the game of baseball. But tomorrow you'll get to enjoy some football, so please enjoy being in Athens, Georgia. We appreciate you being on us with Sports Open Line here on KMOX. That was Will Leach from MLB.com. Thank you and have a great weekend, Will. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break to talk some NBA basketball with my good friend Keith Robinson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to KMOX, America's Sports Voice. This is Sports Open Line on this Friday night, and I am Rennie Knott, filling in as the guest host, and it has been spectacular to be a part of this. And what's even better is the fact that I get to reconnect with some people from my past, reconnect with a young man that I watched go from an intern locally to the Inside the NBA show on TNT to now vice president with the Phoenix Suns. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to my good friend Keith Robinson. Good evening, Keith.
Rennie, hello. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. How you been? I see that you just sent me a picture of your new daughter. Congratulations. So I take it that you're very busy at home and at work?
That's right. Taylor Sky Robinson came here last month, and it's been a busy month with her and her two big brothers. But the Suns, obviously gave me some time off to spend at home, and yeah. I'm actually just now getting back to the swing of things. But yeah, it's definitely a busy time for sure.
I could bet. Now, how does it feel to go from being a producer of the NBA show to now being the vice president of an NBA team? Is it two different things altogether, or are the two of them sort of relate to one another?
From a broadcast standpoint, there is some relation, some similarities, but it's definitely different working, producing a show where, inside the NBA, where we cover the NBA, we cover the entire league, to overseeing the broadcast for the Phoenix Suns, the Phoenix Mercury, where my main focus is just on our franchise and uplifting our broadcast, mm-hmm. engaging with our fans, the business side of it. Definitely two totally different approaches to it. But all in all, engaging fans with entertaining content all kind of remains the same.
Of course, I want to talk to you about working with the fellas on TNT, but I got to go to the local kid that's on the Phoenix Sun right now. We call him Jay Good. What do you call him, Goody?
Yeah, Goody. Goody, Jordan Goodwin. Yeah.
I mean, he's becoming something, isn't he?
Yeah, this is his second stint here in Phoenix with the Suns. And, he grinded out during training camp, filled out he made the last roster spot. Mm. He was fighting, for that point guard, that backup point guard position on the bench. And we've had some injuries early on in the season that's allowed him to kind of step in and really shine, man. And that same tenacity, that dog mentality that he had with Slew, he's brought it to the NBA and he's brought it to Phoenix, and people love him. You know, him and Dylan Brooks are two guys that you don't want. The other team does not want to face those guys because they're gonna press you full court. They're gonna rebound. He's been working on his jump shot like crazy. He's knocking down open jumpers, which is gonna keep him in the league a long time. And yeah, he has just become a fan favorite. Just one of those glue guys that does everything that needs to be done. And yeah, we wouldn't be off to this great start that we're having without him, for sure.
It says a lot about his ability to stick with it, because I think a number of guys who have had the ups and downs as he's had trying to establish himself in the NBA would have maybe given up, maybe gone overseas, or just, you know, went out and got a regular job. When you watch him in practice, just how attentive is he to what's happening out there? How much of a student of the game is Jordan?
I mean, he's a vocal leader. He's, as you say, he's bounced around the team, bounced around the league. Got a chance to play with the Lakers. I know he learned a lot from that time. He learned a lot from his previous stint here in Phoenix. And to your point, he could have offers overseas and probably would make a little bit more money and have a little bit more of an opportunity. But, you know, there's something about playing here in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you are a star in your role, we talk about that all the time in all aspects of the business, but you know, he is finding a spot in this league where defense matters, rebounding matters, being a glue guy, first one off the bench if he's not playing, high-fiving. The vibes are high around the team, which is good. Like, you need those type of players, and then he is just making the most of his opportunity. Like I said, he's knocking down shots, he's making plays. And he's contributing in major, major ways to our wins.
That's so impressive to hear. I want to take you back to your days at TNT. And I was talking to Kyle during the break about the things you've been able to do and be around the guys on that set and how spectacular that was. But the moment that stands out the most to me, and you'll never forget it, I'm sure, is the night after an NBA playoff game that you asked for your wife's hand in marriage. How much of a leap was that of you to do that, not just on the court, but on live national TV at the same time?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the beauty of that show, is that, you know, they will try anything and give an opportunity for any sort of idea, as you've watched over the years. And it was actually during All-Star Weekend. So the story was, you know, the reason why I even thought about that day was because we were in Toronto and for NBA All-Star Weekend in 2016. And All-Star Sunday was on Valentine's Day. And I had already, you know, Cassie, my wife and I had already been together for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And I was already thinking about it. And when I saw that on the schedule, I thought it would be a pretty cool opportunity. Yeah. Her and I met at TNT.
Wow.
We met in the cafeteria at TNT. She knew all the folks that I work with because she used to work in production as well. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it would be a cool way to blend both things together. And, yeah, I just told them that I had this idea, and they were all for it.
Yeah.
And so she had never been to Toronto, so it was kind of easy getting her there. And, I just told her that, hey, Ernie wants to do something really special for All-Star this weekend. And he wants wants to show what it takes to put on All-Star Weekend for somebody from the crew. And so he wants me to be the reporter. And she was like, really? Like, what do you want you to do it for? And so I was like, I don't know. I just need you on the court to film this for our friends and family. And so she was like, all right. And so she was about 3 feet behind the camera. And Ernie tossed it to me. It was the last segment of Inside the NBA that Sunday. Mm. He tossed it to me, and I went through a whole little spill. Yep. And all of a sudden, I started walking towards her, and she was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And She is not the one. She is not the one for any attention to be drawn to her or anything.
Okay.
But she had no clue. I probably wouldn't recommend doing it again. I had all the confidence in the world that she was going to say yes.
Well, that's beautiful. It was one of the most emotional moments that I can ever think of in my personal life when it comes to a friend having the happiest time of his life. I cried when I watched it. My wife cried when I played it back for her, and we kept that on our DVR for the longest time. And of course, now we have a different setup, so we don't have it anymore. But we used to play it time and time again. And I think what I want to tell the folks out there about Keith is this: when Keith was an intern at the station that I worked at here in St. Louis, he never said a word for the longest time. And then all of a sudden, from the back of the room, he piped up and said something. And we all just kind of turned and went, "He lives." And to see where your career has gone from Hazelwood West, correct?
Yes, right. Hazelwood West.
From Hazelwood West to where you are today, what do you think has been your driving force? What do you think has been the thing that has gotten you to this level of success?
I mean, honestly, it's folks like yourself. When I got my start at Channel 5 and I was a little intern, and I was grinding my way and a production assistant, and then, you know, the folks in that office literally teaching me how to produce sports content on television, because I went to Southeast Missouri State for a journalism background. I wanted to be a beat writer.
Okay.
So I had zero TV experience, but, you know, just seeing you and Frank and, you know, always going out and working as hard as you did, like, I had no excuse not to. And then I took that same work ethic to Atlanta with TNT, and it was similar. Like, the boss in charge was a similar type of work ethic that was there early, stayed late, always there. And so I kind of was just on that grind where it's like, I'm going to be the first one to arrive, last one to leave, absorb and observe everything and take all as much information in. And when I get my opportunity, you just take it. And so, I bring that with me here to Phoenix as well. I talk to students all the time, college students, and everybody wants that secret sauce of like, man, how did you get the TNT? How did you do this? How did you do that? And the secret sauce is just hard work.
Yeah.
It's showing up early, staying late, asking questions, learning from your mistakes, because you're going to make mistakes, especially in live television. Right. Learning from those mistakes, being reliable, being trustworthy, being proactive, like all the things that make you a good teammate when you're playing a sport is the same thing that drives me or pushes people to success in this business. Because live television is definitely a team sport for sure, and we can't do it alone. And so all those characteristics kind of fall into that. I grew up playing sports, was the captain of all my teams, playing, you know, from the time I was playing T-ball through high school, you know, president of my fraternity chapter down at SEMO. And so leadership has always been my thing, and kind of
That's
leading
cool.
people, but. Yeah. But leading by example.
Yeah. Well, you've certainly done some great things, and you've gone from that quiet guy in the back of the room to someone that is a true role model for so many folks out there. Keith, it's been wonderful catching up with you. I'm wishing you all the best. Congratulations on being a girl dad now. A lot to be said, a lot
dad.
To embrace there. My daughter's now 2 years married, just to give you an idea where I am and all of that. Thank you for joining us. We're
going
to take a break now here on Sports Open Line. We'll be right back with more on 104.1 FM KMOX. 1 hour of Sports Open Line, just about in the books here on KMOX, the America's voice, sports voice. We had a great first hour, joined by a couple of really good guests. William Leach from MLB.com, and of course, Keith Robinson, who grew up here in St. Louis, went to Hazelwood West, and is now a VP with the Phoenix Suns. Told us a lot about Jordan Goodwin, former SLU basketball player, Althoff basketball player, who's now making waves with the Suns, and looks like he's going to be a stick guy with that team. We've got a lot more coming up in the next hour here on Sports Open Line. Pierre Desir is going to join us, former NFL player, former Lindenwood standout, and of course, Howard Richards will be here to talk about Mizzou football. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.